Harriet Sherwood is in Tahrir Square. What's the latest, Harriet?
Well, it's 1 hour till curfew, and I've just come down here. It's pretty packed. It's very good humoured at the moment, I'd say. Lots of people, including women and children, carrying signs urging Mubarak to go. I just saw a couple of kids carrying signs in English saying, "We want freedom." I walked from my hotel to here, which was about 20 minutes. There's a very, very big military presence on the streets with soldiers and tanks, but actually they're pretty good humoured and were very polite to me. I had my stopped and had my bag searched a couple of times, but no one seems to be sort of causing any aggro at the moment. I don't know what will happen when curfew kicks in an hour from now.
Any idea on the numbers of protesters?
Well, I'm not very good at estimating these things, but I mean, I would say thousands. I mean, maybe 6,000, which is not, huge for a city of 18 million. But I mean, it's, this is the seventh consecutive day of this. But tomorrow, of course, there's a call for a million people to come out on the street. So we'll see how many come out then. But as I say, there's lots of groups of people. There's lots of vigorous discussions going on amongst groups of people. You can hear people shouting behind me, I'm sure, and there's a lot of helicopters overhead as well. But at the moment, it all seems fairly good humoured, as I said.
And give us a sort of flavour of some of the placards that people are holding up.
Well, they're mostly, arguing, urging Mubarak to go. There's quite a lot of flags being thrown. And quite a lot of people are holding small handwritten signs. When I say handwritten, they're actually printed, but they're small, which are urging people to come out on the street tomorrow in big numbers.
And no sign of unrest from violence in the army. They're tolerating this?
Not at all. I mean, the whole square has been sealed off to traffic with masses of tanks parked at across roads, effectively blocking them, and no cars can get anywhere near the square. But they're letting people through, and there's no suggestion that they're stopping it. And in the square itself, actually, there's a very... I can't see any soldiers in the square itself. I mean, there seems to be a kind of ring around the square, but inside the square, I can't see any military presence at all there. But in fact, there's quite a lot of security officers here.
This is all happening at a time when Mubarak is naming new ministers in his government. Presumably that's considered entirely irrelevant.
I think most people don't really buy the idea of any kind of interim government and really want to see fundamental change in the country. What that actually means, I'm not sure that people really have thought that through. But I don't think people are going to be satisfied with sort of fairly modest transitional change.
Okay, Harriet, thanks a lot.